So Discuss National's new policy on boot camps. Justice Minister Amy Adams is with me. Good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for your time. Why is the National Government rehashing a policy it tried in 2009?
Well, it's not. This is quite different, and it picks up what we learned from that policy, which is a number of things. First of all, that a 12-week program run inside a youth justice facility that doesn't have the wider support is not sufficient. What this is about is removing these young people from their communities, from their influences, from the ability to cause more harm to the businesses near them for a year, and putting them in a defence setting where soldiers can provide the structure, the leadership, the role models and the training that we know is world-class and highly effective at working with troubled young people, and also giving us a year to work with them on some of those underlying drivers of their behaviour, such as alcohol and drug or anger management or mental health issues, educational issues, and then helping to transition them back into the community. What we do know isn't working is what we currently do with these young people, which is cycle them time and time again through the youth justice system, which they have no regard for, certainly doesn't change their behaviour. They've shown no interest in responding to, and they continue to rack up large numbers of very serious offences, and it's not fair on their communities to continue to be terrorised with these young people and simply wait until they're 18 when we can lock them up in prison. We want to do more than that.
Okay, sociologist Dr. Jared Gilbert from Canterbury University says dozens of studies and peer-reviewed reports say, in the main, boot camps simply don't work.
Well, as I say, I would point to programs like the LSV, the Limited Service Volunteer Program, which has been running at Burnham for a number of years. It's hugely successful. I've seen it firsthand and close up. I've seen it work with young people who come in on day one, downcast, head down, surly and disruptive. They work with the Army. That's only a 12-week program. They leave at the end. Their heads are up. The light is on in their eyes. They've learned discipline. They've learned how to manage themselves. They've learned what they're capable of. You ask them the thing that they've liked the most, and they've said they love the discipline and the structure that the program instills in them, and we've seen them go on to get jobs and go back to be constructive members of society.
Isn't it just a bit of a quick fix, though? I mean, even when the Justice Minister, I think Simon Powers in the first Key Government, held a summit on youth issues and youth crime, and one of the primary findings was tackling the drivers of crime, and it was nothing to do with trying to get into boot camps. It was the boring things like intergenerational unemployment or failure of the education system to help these young people in the first place.
And we're doing that as well, Chris. So I would agree with you that one of the core drivers of the dysfunction for these young people is the homes they're growing up in. And one of the core issues in the homes they're growing up in is huge levels of family violence. And when you grow up with violence as the norm, it isn't any surprise to us that that's the way they gravitate. Now, you'll probably know that we have a very substantial piece of work right across government to better deal with family violence. I've got a new legislative framework in the House now. We've got a very successful pilot running in Christchurch and how we differently deal with that. So we have to do all of that, absolutely. But in the short term, while we know that the youth court system and the changes we've made to it have seen the youth crime rate drop 30%, and it has been very successful for most of our young people, there is the small, hardcore group that, as I've said, what we know isn't working is the current approach. And to continue just to stick slavishly to that while they rack up hundreds and hundreds of victims and simply wait for them to turn 18 where we can lock them in prison is certainly less ambitious than we are for them.
Minister, what do you say to some of the critics who have come out this morning saying this is more about politics in an election year than it is about the benefits of young people?
I think in an election cycle, our opponents will always say that. I would also point to the people like the Sensible Sentencing Trust who've come out saying this is exactly what we need, it's what we've been calling for. And I think, as I say, to sit alongside our social investment approach, which is absolutely about working with the families and their intergenerational issues far better, saying we absolutely need to do that, but we're going to put the rights of the victims and the shop owners and the businesses and the households in New Zealand not to be subject to violence. We're going to put that ahead of the rights of a very small group who have shown a complete disregard and disinterest for taking the opportunities of the youth court, and say we do need to try something differently. I would suggest that continuing to do what you've always done and expecting it somehow magically to all get better makes no sense at all.
I only got 30 seconds, but I just want to get in that question about instant fines for parents. My problem with that is why would parents really care about that? If they don't care about where their kids are at night time, then why should they care about paying a fine? I only got 30 seconds.
Well, they're going to have to care because this is a failure of parenting, and if we're going to turn the solution around, the parents have to be part of it, and it's not good enough for them to turn their back on their children and the disruption that they cause.
Justice Minister Amy Adams, thank you very much for your time this morning.
You're welcome.